announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in this stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for thou art the God of my strength. O send out thy light and thy truth, let them lead me, let them bring me unto thy holy hill. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for thou art the God of my strength. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, by your great goodness, mercifully look upon your people, that we may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Behind him was a
Deliver me, O Lord, from mine enemies. Teach me to do thy will. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man.
The epistle is from Hebrews, chapter 9. But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, he entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. For if the sprinkling of defiled persons with the blood of goats and bulls, and with the ashes of a heifer, sanctifies for the purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Therefore, he is the mediator of a new covenant, so that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, since a death has occurred that redeems them from the transgressions committed under the first covenant. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Many a time have they afflicted me from my youth. May Israel now say, many a time have they afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 8th chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Not all the
Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen. Amen.
Before I begin my sermon, I need to announce this, that in coming to receive Holy Communion, we will kneel at the altar four at a time in order to keep the usual distance between one another. In the name of Jesus, amen. As we come into church this morning, we notice that the crosses in the chancel are veiled. And the veiling of crosses on this last Sunday before Holy Week points to the lengthening shadows of this Lenten season. Very soon we'll stand on Mount Calvary, where for 3 hours darkness covered the land as the Lord Jesus hung on the cross, suffered, and died. Yes, Lent's lengthening shadows are suggested by the veiled crosses, and perhaps this year, not only the lengthening shadows of Lent, but the lengthening shadows of the pandemic, which like a scourge is plaguing the whole world. I've often had reason to cite that old familiar saying, a picture is worth a thousand words. A picture is worth a thousand words. Now, Holy Scripture obviously consists of words, but we never truly grasp the riches of God's written word unless we become deeply aware of its rich imagery, filled as it is with inexhaustible depths of meaning. And so this morning we are going to consider the rich imagery of all three readings from Scripture. And in these three readings, we find three life-giving images. Jesus as the Lamb of God, Jesus as the one great high priest, Jesus as the Father's eternal Son and Word. First, the Lamb of God. St. Luke tells us that after his resurrection, the Lord Jesus interpreted to his disciples in all the Old Testament scriptures the things concerning himself. The Lord Jesus interpreted to his disciples in all the Old Testament scriptures the things concerning himself. And that is why the holy writers of the New Testament scriptures show us Jesus as the fulfillment of the Old Testament scriptures, which is to say, the one in whom the full meaning of those scriptures is revealed. I think that the Old Testament lesson for this Sunday shows us Jesus in a way that you might say jumps right off the page. For as Abraham and his son go up the mountain of sacrifice, Isaac carrying the wood for a burnt offering, Isaac says to his father, "My father, here is the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" And Abraham answers, "God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. And after the angel of the Lord keeps Abraham from killing Isaac, Abraham looks and sees a ram caught in a thicket, and he offers him up instead of his son. There on that day, God himself provided the necessary sacrifice. But that doesn't exhaust the meaning of Abraham's words. God himself will provide a lamb, and that lamb is Jesus, the Lamb of God who himself has taken away the sin of a judged and dying world. The Lamb of God sacrificed on the cross, the Lamb of God whose sacrificed body and blood are truly present in his Holy Supper, the triumphant Lamb of God who will welcome all who trust in him to the joyous marriage supper of the Lamb in his kingdom that is yet to come. God will provide himself a lamb. Because he did, we are forgiven. We are free from the bondage of sin and death. The Old Testament lesson shows us Christ as the Lamb of God. The epistle from the letter to the Hebrews shows us Christ as the one true high priest. This image of Christ as high priest is, of course, grounded in the ceremonies of the great day of atonement. Then, the sacrificial victim having been killed, the Jewish high priest would take its blood and go beyond the veil which concealed the Holy of Holies and sprinkle that sacrificial blood on the cover of the Holy Ark of the Covenant, that cover which was viewed as the mercy seat of the Lord God of hosts. In contrast to the rites of the great day of atonement, and as that full reality to which those rites pointed forward, Christ has entered not into a sanctuary made with hands, a copy of the true one, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Having offered his body and blood on the cross as that one full and perfect sacrifice, the risen Lord has now entered with that same body and blood into heaven, where he forever pleads the merits of that one perfect sacrifice. Continually, the one great high priest before the heavenly Father's throne. And that same body and blood of sacrifice are truly present and received at the altar. And so we will soon sing of Christ in his Holy Supper, himself the victim and himself the priest. And as we sing in another hymn to our Lord, thou within the veil hast entered, robed in flesh, our great high priest. Thou on earth both priest and victim in the Eucharistic feast. Three images today. Jesus as the Lamb of God, Jesus as the one great high priest, and last in the Holy Gospel reading for this day, Jesus as the Father's eternal Son and Word. The words of Jesus in the Gospel for this day, before Abraham was, I am. Hark back to God's appearance to Moses in the burning bush when he appointed him to lead the children of Israel out of bondage in Egypt. For when Moses then asked God, "What is your name?" the Lord God replies, "I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel, I am, has sent you." Jesus claims for himself that very name. Before Abraham was, I am. Although Jesus' enemies didn't accept Jesus' claim to be the great I am, they did, in fact, understand what he had said. And that is shown in the fact that they tried to stone him to death then, the penalty for blasphemy. Jesus is not only our fully human brother who knows all our weakness, he is also the Father's eternal Son and Word, who with the Father and the Holy Spirit is the great I am. In Jesus, the Father's eternal Son and Word, God has broken his silence and revealed his heart, the heart of a Father who knows us as we in fact are, yet loves us still, not sparing his own dear Son, but offering him up for us all as Lamb of God and great High Priest, who not only opens the door of heaven, but is himself the way to the life everlasting and the joy eternal. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
World from error, take away disease, war, and famine,
We also remember before you, O Lord, your servants and handmaidens who have gone before us with the sign of faith and are now fallen asleep. Grant that we together with them may be partakers of your eternal kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
Christ, on the life of evil.
the same way also. He took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you, for Lord.